If you listen to the junior senator from Texas, you might think that extremism is both a new phenomenon and limited to radical Islamic terrorists. The senator is wrong on both of these counts. For extremism is perhaps as old as human history, and thus it is not limited to any one particular religious group. One obvious problem of extremism is how exactly to define it. As one person's terrorist is another person's patriot or freedom fighter, those who argue for, quote, common sense measures on firearms are derided as gun control extremists by the NRA, while those who advocate restricting access to abortions are labeled extreme right-wingers by the pro-choice lobby. Extremism, perhaps like beauty, is in the eye of the beholder. Maybe the only thing on which anyone agrees in this regard is that you do not want to be labeled an extremist. This is especially true in the world of religion, which is widely blamed for being the source of malevolence, mischief, and mayhem. One simple definition of an extremist is a self-righteous person who has gone too far. But what does that mean? How does one define how far is too far, and who gets to define that? From what is that distance measured? Extremism is always a matter of perspective. In the 19th century, for instance, extreme abolitionists argued loudly that it was a sin to hold human beings in bondage. Nothing but immediate freedom for slaves would do. And then slavery was abolished in the United States after the Civil War. Women's suffrage, 40-hour work week, same-sex marriages are but a few examples of formerly extreme positions that have come not only to be accepted, but are now regarded as normal. I bring all of this up because a new poll suggests that many Americans now regard Christianity, its tenets, and its adherents, that is, you and me, as extremists. Among 1,000 adults polled, 51% believe it is extreme to protest government policies that conflict with one's religion. According to the same study, if you attempt to convert others to your faith, 60% of Americans now believe that you are an extremist. 42% would apply that label to anyone who might quit a good paying job to pursue mission work in another country. But perhaps the most alarming statistic is that fully 3/4 of Americans believe that being religiously extreme is a threat to society. Of course, people thought the same about Jesus. The kingdom of God that he preached, and which Christians embrace as both our goal and our hope, was regarded by his contemporaries as dangerous treason. Jesus is perverting our nation, they claimed, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king. The idea that you ought to love your enemies and to pray for those who persecute you was no way to operate a country. To give to those who ask of you and to be generous to the poor was no basis for a prosperous economy. To work on the Sabbath, to share meals with sinners, would run counter to everything religion taught about how life should be lived. And on that reading, Jesus is an extremist. A self-righteous person, no, a righteous person, gone too far. Or so the people said. and the people's voice won out. And Jesus was killed in an act of extreme violence. But God had a yet more extreme plan in mind. Because God's love is extreme, knowing no boundaries, respecting no limits, obeying no laws save its own, God's love would go as far as death and even beyond, that God might have God's people for God's self. As an act of love and grace and mercy and forgiveness and pardon and reconciliation, all for love. How very extreme.